Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip: the number one thing on a food label when you're trying to lose weight. So if you're like so many people out there who are trying to lose some weight, a few pounds, maybe more, you're trying to figure out what foods are the ones to help you achieve that goal. And you may be looking at energy bars, at protein drinks, at different juices, at different bags of snack foods. You know, you are looking and trying to find foods that are going to help you drop that weight. And it can be really, really confusing. The food industry just confuses you. And they have terms like net carbs. And if you don't know what that is, just did a Fit Tip about it. Listen to that quick Fit Tip show, and that will set you straight on net carbs. But you'll look at labels, and they don't have things like low fat, low carb, low sugar, high fat. What are you to look for when it comes to losing weight? It is so confusing for so many people. Now, I will say this once, and I will say it again before the end of this short Fit Tip. This is about weight loss, first and foremost. Not being healthy, and I'll talk about that, but when the ultimate goal is to lose weight, the first and most important ingredient, if you want to call it that, on a food label, the first thing you look for is calories. It's calories. Because it doesn't matter if it's low fat, if it's low carb, if it's low sugar, how many net carbs it has. If it's 500 calories and you're only looking to have something with maybe 300, 250, 350, then it doesn't matter. How much sugar? How many carbs? How many grams of fat? Because for pure weight loss, it's about calories in and calories out. For pure weight loss, not for health, for pure weight loss. And when you are generally grabbing something like a bar or a pre-made drink or a bag of something, it's not an apple or vegetables, generally speaking. It's something pre-made. But again, if the calories are excessive, none of the other ingredients are going to make a bit of difference when it truly comes to weight loss. If you think you are eating something that is low calorie and it isn't, that is going to sabotage your weight loss efforts. Now, I have to also say that, of course, it has to satiate you. What does that mean? If you eat something that's super low calorie and it makes you hungry 10 minutes later, then it's not doing the job. So even though I say you have to look at calories, ideally, if you can find something, and again, I'm generally speaking about meal replacement bars, drinks, things like that, you want it to be as healthy as possible. But that goes for everything. When you're looking at labels, you need to know how many calories. Have you gone to a restaurant that has the calories of the dinners and appetizers and desserts? And you're blown away. And what you think is healthy is not. Or what you think has low calories doesn't. So that's why you start there. Because it may be too low. You may say 150 calories. I need 250 or 300 if you're truly using it as a meal replacement. And then you may say, holy cow, it's a salad and it's got 1,200 calories. So start with calories when the ultimate goal is reducing calories for weight loss. But again, you can make it as healthy as possible with as few ingredients as possible and ingredients that you recognize. The less processed, the better. And we are living in a time, back when I first started, there was like two power bars and they tasted like cardboard. Now the options are almost endless. But when it's about calories in, calories out, if you take in something that is a 700 calorie drink that you think is low calorie and you're trying to lose weight, that's not going to do it for you. So yes, protein is important. Yes, you want it to be something that sustains you. Because if it doesn't make you feel full long enough, then it's no good, period. So you have to experiment. But that's the fit tip. When the goal is to reduce calories so you can reduce your weight and you're looking for something to maybe replace a meal or a quick snack or maybe a full meal, you need to know how many calories are in that meal. And there you have it. The number one thing on a food label when you're trying to lose weight. Start there and then look at the other ingredients. I am Tom Holland. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please rate the podcast if you have not yet. And if you did, thank you very much. You can reach out to me. Tom H. Fit is my Twitter and my Instagram, Tom H. Fit. The website is fitnessdisrupted.com. And remember that my goal is to help you have the best information to have the best life, to weed through the misinformation, to make sense of the myths so that you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Because there are three things we control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that's awesome. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.